Instructions for operating the APH Model 3-5194 cassette recorder / player. This recorder has AC / DC operation with rechargeable batteries, two speeds, standard 1 7/8 and 15/16 speeds for talking books, four-track record and playback for use with pre-recorded Library of Congress, recordings for the blind, and APH cassettes. Also included is automatic end-of-tape shutoff, plus built-in variable speed control and tone indexing. Each function of the machine will be described. Please listen to each full section of instructions until the functions are explained. The reader is encouraged to carefully examine each operation before proceeding to the next. If necessary, the machine can be stopped while this examination takes place, since the spoken instructions will restart at the same place the tape was halted. For easiest handling, please place the machine on a flat surface with a carrying handle toward you. Machine description. The cassette machine is about 11 inches long, 9 inches wide, and 3 inches high. The machine is equipped with rubber feet on the bottom to prevent skidding and has molded feet in the rear for stability when it is placed in a vertical position. All function controls are on the top of the machine closest to you. The cassette retaining door is on the right behind the function buttons. The third button from the right is the play button, marked with a circle. The button on the right end is the stop button, marked with an X. When pushed down and released, it will stop the machine. If this button is pressed a second time, the cassette retaining door will pop up and the cassette will eject, ready for removal. Each time the machine is stopped and restarted, this instruction will pick up again at that point. The button to the left of the stop button is the pause button, marked with a single vertical bar, capital I symbol. This button is used to momentarily stop record or playback modes. Simply depress to pause and depress again to release. The button on the left of the play button is the fast forward button. It is marked with an arrow pointing to the right. On the left of the fast forward button is the rewind button, marked with an arrow pointing to the left. When in the play mode, both rewind and fast forward are momentary buttons and may be used to review or rewind as long as depressed, or preview, fast forward. When the button is released, the tape returns to the play mode. This review preview feature should be very useful for study or taking notes. If the stop button is first depressed, the rewind and fast forward buttons become locking buttons and will remain engaged until the stop button is once more depressed. Once the fast forward and rewind functions are mastered, then any part or all of the cassette may be reread or skipped over as you choose. This machine is designed to produce rapid speech chatter when the fast forward or rewind functions are used. This allows the possibility of determining the physical location of information on the tape and the use of the tone indexing feature, which will be described later. Should you find this chatter annoying, simply reduce the volume to a comfortable level. When the cassette reaches the end in the play or record mode, the machine will stop automatically. To remove the cassette, push the Stop Eject button at the right end. This button is marked with an X. The cassette cover will pop open. The cassette is ejected halfway out of the well, making it accessible for removal. The button at the extreme left end of the control function keyboard is the record button and is unmarked. The record function will be described later. At the left of the control area are the volume and tone controls. The volume control is at the far left edge of the machine. Push the control away from you to increase the volume. The tone control is to the right of the volume control. Both the tone and the volume controls are squared knobs. Side switch. The machine is equipped for four-track monaural play and record. The side selection switch is at the right of the tone control. Pull the switch toward you for sides 1 and 2. Push away from you for sides 3 and 4. Two-speed operation. The machine is equipped to play books recorded at both the 1 7/8 and 15/16 inches per second speeds. The speed control switch is located at the right of the side control switch. Pulling the switch toward you operates the machine at the faster speed, pushing away from you, the slower speed. When operating the machine in fast forward or rewind for extended periods of time, the tape movement will be faster if the switch is at the faster speed. Battery operation. This machine is equipped with a rechargeable nickel-cadmium battery pack. The battery pack is installed and ready for use. Using the machine on battery should be limited to those periods away from access to a wall socket. It is recommended that you use the power line cord for home listening. When the machine is plugged in, the batteries will charge even though the machine is in operation. Leaving the line cord plugged in will fully recharge the batteries over a 16-hour period. They cannot be overcharged. It is estimated that under normal operating conditions, the rechargeable battery pack should endure for approximately 1,000 charge and discharge cycles. The power adapter is built into the machine. The AC line cord is stored in a stuff hole at the rear of the machine. One additional control remains. This is the variable speed control. It is a slide type control located on top of the cabinet, just above the volume and tone controls, with a detent in the center for normal speed operation. Sliding the control to the left decreases the speed. To the right increases the speed. This switch does not affect the speed when in the record mode of operation. Jack panel. A jack panel will be found on the front of the machine beneath the handle. Starting from the left, the panel contains the earphone, headset, remote operation, external microphone, auxiliary output, and auxiliary input jacks. Record operation. Insert a blank cassette in the unit and close the cassette retaining door. Position the side switch, located to the right of the tone control, toward you for recordings to be made on sides 1 and 2, and away from you for recordings to be made on sides 3 and 4. The record button will automatically select the correct recording track. Push in and hold the record button, the sixth button from the right side with no marking, and then the play button, the third button from the right, marked with a circle, to the locked down position. You are now recording. Note, both record and play buttons must be depressed simultaneously to record. This is designed to prevent unintentional or accidental erasure. This recorder is equipped with a built-in microphone of excellent quality. It is located just to the right of the tone control and can be identified by its cover grille consisting of a series of horizontal bars. This microphone is of sufficient sensitivity to pick up conversation in an average room. An external high-quality microphone is available from APH for use in making more difficult recordings in large classrooms or auditoriums. It is only necessary to talk normally into the built-in microphone, since the automatic level control will adjust the volume to the correct recording level, regardless of the position of the volume or tone controls. Located above the built-in microphone is the built-in microphone on-off monitor switch. To use built-in mic for record operation, the switch must be set to front on position. To monitor, listen to what is being recorded, while using optional remote mic or auxiliary input jack for record operation, switch must be set to back, off, monitor position. Record index tone. The tone index feature allows you to put a momentary tone signal on your recordings to catalog or identify selected sections. In the fast forward or rewind modes, audible high-pitched signal beeps identify your recording by either the length or number of beep patterns. The tape can only be indexed in record position while making the original recording. Indexing allows identification of where a recorded selection starts or ends when you do the following. While recording, press the index button, a push button switch located to the left on the top side of cabinet just above the speed control, for approximately 10 seconds for each indexed signal. While the index button is depressed, other material will continue to be recorded. The recorded tone will be heard as a high-pitched beep when the tape is played back in fast forward or rewind, and is almost inaudible in normal play mode. When selecting previously indexed material, press the fast forward or rewind button until you hear the desired index tones. Voice index feature. Voice indexing enables the user to find a portion of a recorded tape at fast forward until the desired index term is heard. For operation, depress fast forward and record buttons and record spoken information on adjacent track by means of the track select switch. Tape motion sensing device. A special opening in the cassette retaining door allows fingertips sensing of tape motion. The opening is located in a depression toward the right-hand side of the cassette door. Only a light pressure from the fingertip is needed to assure yourself that the tape is moving and that all is well with your recording. Caution: excessive or prolonged pressure can cause the tape to stop or tangle. Use a light touch. Description of the cassette book. The cassette book utilizes a system of tape transport that encloses both tape and reels in a plastic case about the size of a package of cigarettes. In other words, a cassette book is a book with moving parts. The cassette requires no tape handling or threading. The Division for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has chosen 1/8 inch tape plated 1 7/8 inches per second and 15/16 inches per second as standard. Cassette books produced for the program at 15/16 inches per second will be so marked. The cassette book will have the same format as the talking book disc. Braille sides will be the odd-numbered sides. For installation of the cassette, the thinner long edge is slipped into the well first. Then the front edge is pushed in until the cassette clicks into place. The cassette well cover may then be closed, and it will latch automatically. Immediately after the cassette is installed for play, use the rewind button to fully rewind the tape. This will ensure proper conditions for beginning play. Should the tape spill out of the cassette into the machine, remove the cassette, lay it on top of the machine, then grasp the tape between the thumb and forefinger, and gently pull toward the rear of the machine until the tape is free. The tape may be rewound into the cassette by thrusting an ordinary lead pencil through the left-hand hole of the cassette from above and turning the pencil clockwise. The cassette well is constructed to prevent the cassette from being installed backwards. Underwriters Laboratory has tested this machine for safety. A message is printed on the bottom of the machine, which reads, "Warning: to prevent fire or electrical shock, do not expose this product to rain or moisture, or remove cover or back. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel." AC/battery operated recorder. Power source, 7.2 volts NiCad or AC 120 volts, 50 to 60 hertz, 8 watts input. This instructional cassette is intended only as an introduction to your APH cassette recorder. A complete illustrated user manual is provided, which goes into great detail concerning the use of all features of the recorder. We advise you to retain all packing materials that were used in shipping your recorder. The shipping container will properly protect the recorder in the event that it must be returned to APH for repair. APH wishes you the best with your new recorder. Please be assured that our technical personnel and GE are available to provide any help you may need in obtaining good service from your new recorder.